God communicates with us through His Word, and we communicate with Him through prayer. That helps us to draw near to Him. He promises to draw near to us. We're talking about our relationship with our Father in heaven, that we want to keep that relationship intact, keep it strong. In Acts 17, when Paul was revealing the true nature of God to the idol worshippers in the city of Athens, he said, God who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. In Philippians 4, verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. It's not a good idea to think that God is far removed. He's there for us. He's close by. This is one of those sermons that I found written in the side of the Bible, one of the Bibles of my parents. Sitting there next to my mother back in the fall of last year, and just sitting there while she was sitting there watching me, and I looked over and saw this Bible and opened it up and saw that it was their Bible and turned a couple of pages over, and there was this sermon written in the hand of my dad, and it was called God's Nearness. And I got to looking at that, and I thought, that would be a good sermon. And I want to share that with you tonight. Of course, whenever he took one of my sermons, he'd say, you know, I think I could make a sermon out of that. Or I could make that lather and really make it work. And we used to have a good time teasing each other over that. Back in the summer of last year, Vicki and I went down to Houston, where I lead part of the singing at the Kleinwood Singing in Houston. And there's usually around 1,000 people that come to that singing. And we decided to take 3 of our grandchildren with us. As we were coming home, we stopped at a restaurant on Interstate 45 in the town of Fairfield, Texas. And this restaurant is really known for having a wonderful buffet. It's terrific. I'm not always that fond of buffets, although today was good. This one there is awesome if you ever get that opportunity to go. While we were waiting for a table, our 5-year-old grandson was next to me. His 2 older sisters were with their Mimi, Vicky, in the gift shop. Does that surprise you? As we're waiting for a table, the ladies know where to go. It just get out of the way, let the men stand there and wait for the host to say, all right, your table's ready. I'm standing there in the doorway waiting for a table, and my grandson is right next to me. An older gentleman walked by on the other side of my grandson and walked into the restaurant, and my grandson walked in with him, not realizing that that was not his grandpa. And so when he began to walk in with this older gentleman, I called his name. I said, Cannon. And he didn't hear me. He just kept walking on into the restaurant. I called his name a little bit louder. I said, Cannon, come back. He still didn't hear me. Then he reached up and took the gentleman's hand. And the older gentleman said, well, hello, young man. And he didn't recognize that voice. He looked up and he had that deer in the headlight look. And he turned around looking for me. And I mean, he took off and he came back and he latched on to me. He grabbed a hold of my leg and he was holding on tight. That's where I wanted him. I didn't want him to get away from me. I wanted him to stay near to me. And I've noticed, and you've noticed as well, that with children and grandchildren, that when they're real little, they don't mind holding your hand. But when they get a little bit older, they think they can get along without holding your hand. In crossing the street, you'll say, take my hand. No, I'm okay. I'm fine. And we still watch them. We stay close to them, We don't want them to get far away from us. Stay near. Sometimes I believe as Christians, we go through life thinking that, okay, I'm close to God, and maybe we're not near as close to Him as we think we are. And we begin to drift away from Him. Hopefully we have enough sense to realize, I've gotten away, I've got to get back. Because I know as I draw near to Him, He's there. He draws near to me. I want to talk about the nearness of God this evening. That He's near enough, first of all, to see us. To know all about us. Even the deepest secrets of the soul. God knows. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. He's all knowing. Omniscient. He's all present. Omnipresent. He knows everything. In Genesis 16, verse 13, then she, Hagar, called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." For she said, "Have I also here seen Him who sees me?" In Jeremiah 23, verse 23 through 24, the Lord says, "Am I a God near at hand and not a God afar off?" says the Lord. "Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him?" says the Lord. "Do I not fill heaven and earth?" says the Lord. Hebrews 4, verse 13, we read this morning, or I've quoted it this morning. The Hebrew writer said, "And there is no creature hidden from His sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." As parents, we cannot see or watch our children every step of the way in life. But God can. I was driving down Interstate 20, not far from where some of our kids live, and stopped to go into a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant. And I got a phone call, and it was my son-in-law. He said, "Thanks for inviting me." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I know where you are." I said, "How do you know where I am?" He said, "I can track you on my phone." And I said, "Where am I?" You're at Soul Man's Barbecue. And you did not invite me to come with you. And I said, "Well, I'm not too sure I'm too happy with you watching my every step of my that I take. But I can't believe it. My parents didn't do that to me. And now I've got children doing it. They want to keep an eye on where I am." Well, we just need to always keep in mind and remember that God sees everything. He's always present. That's how near He is. And that's how near He wants to be to us. I'd like for us to sing this song entitled, "Be Still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Do me, be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still. For I created all of life. Be still, my child, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still. Exalt my name above the earth. Be still, my child, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still. For I am watching over you. Be still, my child, be still. In His presence, so in His presence there is comfort.
and His presence, there is peace. When we seek the Father's heart, we will find such blessed assurance in the presence of the Lord. In your presence there is comfort. In your presence there is peace. When we seek to know your heart, we will find such blessed assurance in your holy presence, Lord. Cover me, Lord, with your presence.
How near is God? Near enough to hear us. To hear even the faintest whisper of the penitent. In Psalm 116, verse 1 through 2, the psalmist says, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Notice in Matthew chapter 7, if you have your Bibles and like to read along or follow along, I read from the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus said these words, Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him? Proverbs 15, verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. 1 Peter 3, verse 12, Peter wrote, For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. Notice in 1 Samuel, I think this is really interesting to read in regards to God hearing. Even the faintest whisper, when we look at the story of Samuel, and before Samuel was born, of what took place with Hannah and Eli the priest. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, starting with verse 9, So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat of the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. And then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. And then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of Him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. And so the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. And then they rose early in the morning, and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And so it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." She received what she asked. She spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Oh, but it was heard. God is powerful enough to hear. Knows everything about us, of what's going on. For you have promised. Oh, Father, draw me close to you. Come now, my spirit, peace renew. And yes, I know you hear, for you are near, for you have promised, and I believe. I speak your name into the night. See through the pain your healing light. And then I will not fear, for you are here, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true, and I believe. How near is God? Dear enough to sympathize with us, to guard us from danger, to bear our burdens. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him." Why? For He cares for you. Hebrews 13, verse 5, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" In Romans 8, verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" In Romans 8, verse 37, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Philippians 4, 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He's near enough to show His care and concern for us and to sympathize with us, our weaknesses. What a friend we have in Jesus. Do me so. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take
it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Do you know my Jesus?
Do me so. Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's aching, rest from the burden you bear? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard He loves you and that He will abide till the end? Who knows your disappointment? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eyes? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard He loves you and that He will abide till the end?
Does Jesus care?
Do me so. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long life's dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does He care enough to be near? Oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
How near is He? Near enough to receive our spirit when it departs from this life. In Luke 23, verse 44, as Jesus was hanging on the cross, it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, He said, "Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, He breathed His last. Notice with me in Acts 7, when we read of Stephen leading up to his death, after preaching the gospel of Christ to an angry crowd in Jerusalem, beginning with verse 54 of chapter 7 of the book of Acts, "And when they heard these things from Stephen, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth, and he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. God of prayer. Do, mi, so, do. God Almighty, God around me, be my presence everywhere. Nearer since the day you found me, God so near, oh God of prayer. Father, when you take my spirit, grant me strength for one last prayer. Faint it be, though you would hear it, hear me then, oh God, be there. Twenty-third Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Paul wrote in Romans 14, verse 7 through 9, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. How comforting those words are. To know that we belong to him when we have been fully obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, the Lord is near, very near, nearer than anyone on earth can be. Near enough to see us, near enough to hear us, near enough to sympathize with us. When we're going through the trials and troubles of life, knowing that He's there and that He cares. And near enough to receive our spirit when it departs from this life. The Lord is over us. He's around us. He's underneath us. In Him we live and move and have our being. I am so thankful to be a child of His. Aren't you? Most of you can say yes. But there may be someone here tonight who can't say that because you haven't drawn near enough to Him. You start the process by being obedient to God, by obeying the plan of salvation, believing in Jesus, believing in Him that He died for you. He died for all. Turning your life to Him, to Jesus. Leaving this world of sin and coming in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ when we're baptized. Having our sins remitted and coming into a relationship with Him. Confessing His name, not just when one obeys the gospel, but a name that we should confess every day that we live. Every one of us. But to those who are not children of God, why not belong to Him? Why not be able to say, I am thine, O Lord. I am yours. But only through obedience can you do that. And to those of us who have been blessed and have taken advantage of that sacrifice that our Lord made for us, we can say, I belong to Him. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. If there's anyone in this audience this evening that needs to respond to the invitation of Jesus, come now while we stand and sing. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Please be seated.